Hi there folks, Paul here, signing in just for a very quick video. I wanted to share a couple of thoughts, and I had a chance to do this just recently with our men's group on the Sunshine Coast, and some of the feedback I received, worthwhile just digging in a little bit deeper and perhaps putting it on video. And I'm going to read a passage quickly now from Matthew 11. We're all mostly familiar with this one, and then we'll unpack it. Well, there's so much we could unpack, but we'll unpack just one section of it, one that does affect us all. So this is from Matthew 11, verse 28. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And Jesus continues here, for my yoke, he says, is easy. My burden is light. Now, there are many different reasons why we may be feeling burdened. Some translations will say, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Because as we struggle, sometimes as we do through this life, and our struggle can be against outside forces or inside forces. We know that the scripture says we do not struggle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of this present darkness. We know it's a spiritual warfare that's going on. And I want to talk about just one part this afternoon, quickly if I can, of that spiritual warfare where we're actually warring against ourselves also. And let me give you a quick analogy. You know how, well, the game of soccer, they call it an own goal. I think that's what they call it, where rather than you kicking the ball in that direction and you get a goal for your team, you somehow slip, comes off your head, perhaps goes in that direction, and you score an own goal because the ball goes in your net, not the one up there. We find ourselves in the same kind of situation when we war against ourselves with the burden of sin. Now, for many places, many people, this is not an easy thing to talk about, but it does need to be addressed. We are told very clearly in Scripture that we need to pursue holiness, pursue peace with all men and holiness, for without such no one will see the kingdom of God. We are told that we should be holy because God is holy. We also have to understand that holiness in ourselves, it's impossible to do. Our righteousness, the word says, is but filthy rags. But we know that we must do our part. Paul had an interesting discussion when he was writing and talked about how because of the grace that we have received, does that mean then we are free to continue sinning? Oh my goodness, no, not at all. We also know, let me just throw this in, we also know from Scripture that if any man says he is without sin, that he's deceived, he is a liar. So sin is something that we all must wrestle with. And there is only one way to overcome it, and that is through repentance. And I think it's in Acts 3 we are told, repentance brings about the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. But too often, and I find, and particularly with discussions amongst men, that sin we bring into our own lives, particularly willful sin, we know we shouldn't, and yet we do. We all struggle with this. Paul said, I do that which I wish I didn't, and I don't do that which I wish I did. It's not a new concept. It's not just something for this current age. We all work with it. The thing is this, ongoing willful sin, particularly if it's a habitual sin, it tires us out. It makes us weary. We know from Scripture that sin separates us from God. And yes, praise be to Jesus that because of the sacrifice, because of the blood that was shed, that we have found our way back to Christ, where we can now come boldly to the throne of grace in prayer. We know that, praise God. But ongoing willful sin, which is what I'm talking about today, causes problems. And within our spirit, within our conscience, we know we're embarrassed or we're ashamed to come to Christ and say, Lord, forgive me. I know I asked for this last week. Forgive me. I know. Lord, strengthen me. But it's a thing. Let's get back to this scripture and why I'm talking about this. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When we struggle against things and we don't come to him, it gets heavy. I have known some guys. There was a while back where I was teaching English literacy, maths, numeracy, and literacy to men who had come out of prison. And many of these boys were, well, they were boys, a lot of them, but they were in, out. They never had a chance to learn anymore. But they would carry their crimes like a badge of honor, even. And we see that badge of honor thing presented in so much of secular television and movies and stories these days. But for those of us who know Christ, we don't carry our sin as a badge of honor. We carry it as a badge of shame. And that shame is what prevents us from coming boldly to the throne of grace, to coming to that place of true repentance. And what is that? Let me just say this now. What is that true repentance? Does it mean, hey, God, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to do this again. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Well, it's that, and then it's a whole lot more. It truly is the heart attitude of, I will not do this again. I am fully convinced, I am persuaded, Lord, I don't want to do this again. Forgive me for my sin. Restore me, refresh me, make me whole inside, that I can just praise, that I can just worship you without having to look back at me every time in shame. And when you do that, and I know from experience, when you do that, it's so hard to come to Christ. But the word says here that when we come to him, he will give us rest. I want to just jump down to verse 30 for a minute. He says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I've got a thought for you. Give this one some consideration. If whatever yoke, whatever you're carrying at the moment, if it isn't easy, if it isn't light, chances are it's yours, not his. Does that make sense? He says his yoke is easy. And we're talking about the analogy of the yoke that would go around the oxen as they're pulling and plowing. And we often hear the story, the analogy told, or you might have you, and then there's Christ, and the oxen would often run in pairs, and if they are unequally yoked, often given in the analogy of marriage, well, you know, the stronger of the two will go in this direction, over there somewhere, not together. Well, Jesus says his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and I can promise you now it's not the two of you side by side. He's just trying to pick you up and carry you. That's why it's easy. That's why it's light. So if your yoke, whatever your burden is at the moment, if it's not easy, chances are it's of you, it's not of Christ. And if we jump back just a moment into the middle there, he says, take my yoke, take it, learn from me, for I'm gentle, I'm lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, here's the thing. You've got to take his yoke. You've got to learn from him. And this word, this Bible, it shows us how to live. And I don't understand. So many people on the platform are afraid to tell followers of Christ how to live. It's really simple. We read it in Scripture. Don't do this. Do that. That's as difficult as it is. But we get worried about opinion. We get worried about what they might say. No, folks, please don't. Read the word. Learn how to live. Pursue holiness. As the word says, without such, no one will see the kingdom of God. understanding that your efforts, your best efforts, even on your best possible day, are still not good enough. But what's happening here in the heart? Are you doing it for self-righteousness' sake? Or are you, like Jesus says here, humble? Father, I have sinned. Forgive me. Forgive me for my flesh. Forgive me for my fleshly desires. The word tells us that the flesh is at enmity, is against the spirit and the things of the spirit. It happens. And it could be just that simple thing for men, particularly. It's the glance. Oh, nice looking lady. How long, though, should you look? We'll always notice, but how long should you look? Do you then take that thought, that image, home with you? That's not such a good thing. Not such a good thing at all. And you know it if that is you. How do I know it was me for such a long time? And praise God, only by the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. Nothing of myself, I promise you, nothing of myself. Only by the cleansing of the Holy Spirit, that process of sanctification to become more and more like Christ. And I'm 1,000 miles from there at the moment. But that's in my heart, and I'm working towards it every single day. And the yoke is becoming easy. And the burden is light because it's not mine, it's Christ's. And here's the last thought. He says, "For I am gentle, lowly in heart." You can come to Christ. I promise you, brother, sister, wherever you are right now, if you have sin in your life that needs to be dealt with, you can come to Christ humbly. He is gentle. He is lowly in heart. His burden is light. Come to Him with repentance in your heart. Seek forgiveness. Dedicate and commit yourself, as Jesus said to the woman who was brought to Him, "Go and sin no more." Yes. And pursue as best as you can, not for righteousness' sake, but pursue holiness for your heart's sake. And you are able to then grow and move on, because once you are freed, and it literally says it in the Bible, we are no longer slaves to sin, but instead slaves to righteousness. If you're still a slave to sin, you're doing it wrong. You just are. So brother, sister, may I encourage you to come to Christ. If you need to, repentance. I mean, this is a daily thing for pretty much all of us, I'm sure. A daily thing to bring that refreshing that comes with repentance. And may your yoke, may your burden be light and easy, because it is of Christ and not of yourself. All right, thanks very much for joining with me, for sticking by and listening. I'll talk to you again soon. God bless.